this week.
More of Australia.
Some new recruits hit the north.
They look like pretty stubborn animals.
Flying high.
It doesn't get to happen.
And falling flat.
Saints.
Yeah, ready to go.
The Electra takes off after a year of repairs.
I don't have a lot of visibility.
And heads straight to an ice strip buried by cloud.
Hey, right, 10 degrees.
And they replaced it. It's clean, you know.
On the ramp in Red Deer, Alberta, Brian Harrison and Buffalo's Electra crew are preparing for an epic homecoming.
Yeah, she lives to fly again.
All this where it was bent after the landing. Looks like it's brand new.
New seat covers, proper...
What?
Proper foam.
Come on now.
Have a look in the cockpit.
This plane has had a major makeover.
Cool.
Yeah. It's
comfy seats?
Yeah. Don't make Swiss cheese out of your butt.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a huge day, because less than a year ago, it looked like this plane, call sign BAQ, might never fly again.
Is it coming down at all, or?
No.
Stuck.
The right landing gear suffered a serious problem after landing on very rough lake ice. And the crew was facing a crash landing.
We're gonna have to declare an emergency.
It looked like utter disaster. But now, with two new engines and a rebuilt wing, BAQ is cleared to fly again.
Yeah, ready to go.
We're coming up on a year, really, since, you know, BAQ had her little run-in with the runway. Well, it's time to take her back up to Yellowknife and put her back online, make her operational.
And there's already a major mission waiting. A marathon months-long fuel haul. Buffalo needs this plane home and working. And needs this flight to prove that the Electra is ready.
We only have one Electra for cargo, and so there's no backup. But we're going to make sure the airplane's going to have all of Buffalo Air's attention.
Are we going to do this?
Document logbooks and flight plan.
Checked on board.
Fuel ignition, fleet air switches.
Set. You know, it's always nice to see a plane come back to life.
If the trip home shows the plane can handle the job ahead, this crew will be flying nonstop.
We've got that fuel haul. They want us flat out until they lose the ice.
Right now, Brian, fellow captain A.J. DeCoste, and second officer Scott Blue make up the only Electra crew.
We've put all our eggs in one basket. One crew, one airplane. It is vital that we have a second crew so we can make sure that the customer is not left behind if something happens.
So Buffalo needs to start training a backup crew because so far, the Electra seems ready to work.
It's
It flies pretty nice.
Oh, that's nice. Beautiful. Yeah.
It surely does, yeah.
After just over 2 hours in the air, BAQ makes its first Yellowknife landing in almost a year.
So we might as well just spin the old drill around in front of the hangar and call it a day.
Okay, I agree. When we touched down in Yellowknife, I remember giving AJ a pat on the back. You know, well done, buddy. The last time she was here, it was not as pretty a landing as you pulled off right there. That's good. It was nice to have her back.
Yeah, thanks for all the training and everything, Brian. Thank you very much.
It's a triumphant return, and now the mission can begin. Months of flying to the same ice strip that may have wounded this plane last year.
I don't think I'll ever forget the sound of the engines and the wings scraping the pavement, but we're going back.
The next morning, Tyler Sipos has big news that will take him away from Buffalo for good.
I got a call from an airline in Toronto that I had my application in with. I accepted, and so getting things ready for leaving Yellowknife.
After 3 years here, this is a big step in the direction Tyler wants to go.
This airline is strictly passengers, so it's just strictly flying. No baggage, no freight. You just show up to the plane, get in it. Yeah, it's completely a polar opposite from Buffalo.
Pretty much everybody knows I'm leaving. I've sent in my official letter of resignation.
So, I saw your letter.
Oh, yeah. Made it short and simple. Figured I'd say my goodbyes personally and stuff, so.
Anyway, well, best of luck and all that stuff. You worked your ass off,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did all that shit, so.
But there's one daunting goodbye Tyler still has to make.
But, yeah, I wanted to talk to your dad, so I'll have to find a good time to talk to him about that.
I mean, I haven't told everybody to their face. I haven't actually told Joe yet.
Joe didn't even like hearing that Tyler wanted to fly to Ontario last year for the job interview.
I asked Joe for one day off to go for this interview. He certainly was not happy. Pretty much told me to quit.
And it only got worse at the airport.
Was waiting for my flight. Just so happened that Joe had a flight down to Edmonton around the same time, different plane. So it was a little awkward. Him and I sitting in security waiting for our planes, and it was pretty silent.
But Tyler wants to end things on a positive note.
You haven't seen Joe, eh?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Joe obviously knows. He hasn't come up and said anything to me, but I do definitely want to go and talk to him myself. I've just been putting it off, I suppose, procrastinating.
And when he finally gets up the nerve...
Hey, I was actually just looking for you, Joe.
Joe has other priorities.
Just so you don't get dirty, put a bullet on and stretch and
keep on the name. Yeah? Okay.
The bullet on, but put clean oil
bibs on
underneath there.
Okay.
Tyler will have to work up his nerve again, fast.
All right.
Because he's leaving in just a few days.
I just gotta find the right time to do it.
And his time is running out. At a remote northern mining camp.
How you doing, guys? Hey, how are you?
Brian Harrison has hitched a ride on this small Dornier 228 to gauge if the camp's ice strip can handle Buffalo's Electra.
Go for a skinny ride. They say there's a little hump in the runway, but right by the fuel apron, so I'm going to jump on the skidoo here, run down and have a look at it.
Brian needs to know the strip is safe before before he can push forward with the fuel haul mission.
Oh, cold?
That's cold.
Yeah. Okay. What's it looking like? There's some snow on it. It's got a couple of little humps in it. But note, we got some fairly good rising terrain off to the one side here, so we'll just have to keep that in mind if the weather gets down a little bit. But
it's not perfect, but Brian's confident.
The word is going to be put the bat tanks in. We're going to go and haul fuel tomorrow morning. Now I'm going to go on the skidoo and go back to camp.
So a few hours later, Brian's back in Yellowknife, and the crew is gearing up.
So pick it up and drag it.
We have our bright, shiny, brand new orange bulk fuel tanks. You know, kind of a fabric system. It's almost like you'd expect a Zodiac to be built out of.
New government regulations require this system for hauling fuel.
We're the only people on the field with these new certified tanks. Everybody else is standing around with their face hanging out, and they got no means of hauling bulk fuel, and we're sitting here with the only set of tanks.
And they're orange, and they look like a big waterbed. They're pretty cool.
And they're going to mean a busy winter for the Electra.
You see that black line there, Amy, by the door? That's where we got to go to.
The crew gets the tanks into perfect position.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, I can go now.
Thank you, girls.
But Mikey wants to see how strong they really are.
I thought it was supposed to be here.
Hey.
Early the next morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, man.
How are you?
Good.
The crew pumps the bladders with diesel.
Give it a little twist.
Right. No matter, I guess. Okay, start pumping. All the valves are open.
What, 18,000 liters or so?
Or 30,000 pounds, the Electra's full capacity.
It's about half full now. And then we'll just cinch it up.
This is a nice installation. I like it. It's done right. Everything's new, and it shows.
David Alexander is tagging along to log some training time in the co-pilot seat.
The first trip, so yeah, I'm excited about that for sure. I've never been on two nice trips, so it'd be cool to see.
It's kind of a bittersweet, you know, we got a contract. It is the exact ice strip last year that was the fateful day where, you know, BAQ, almost had its final retirement.
The Electra was unveiled as a luxury passenger airliner in the 1950s. She was built with small landing gear designed for the smooth, perfect runways of world-class airports. Not the wild-card ice strips of remote frozen lakes, where bumps and bare ice can cause big problems.
Hey, we are looks like about 6 minutes back. We're going to be landing on runway 34.
No matter if you go into the strip three times in one day, an ice strip is never the same. So every time you land, it's basically an education, basically why you fly over and do the precautionary look every time that you come in.
Roger, NTS. Charm. PA system is normal and controlled and the fuel panel set. Check. Approach check was complete.
Don't have a lot of visibility down there.
As they close in on their destination, the crew is having trouble even spotting the runway.
You see any forward there?
Not really that good forward.
Brian won't be able to make a full inspection from the air.
I'll go to 2,000 for 5 miles. Okay, gear down. Speed checks, gear on the way.
Atlantic here.
Down 3 green.
Figure 8 confirmed.
Hey, there's 2,000.
Beach a little slow here.
By the time they finally emerge from the clouds, the plane isn't even on track with the runway.
I got the strip visual.
There's the camp.
Just coming on an angle like that.
What are you seeing?
On an angle like...
Oh, okay.
All right, right 10 degrees.
They line up in time.
Did you check your descent?
Check. Correcting.
But has the ice held up?
100.
Okay, you're on threshold. Check.
30. Everything is done?
Everything's done.
It feels like a big improvement from last year.
Green on engines 1, 2, and 3.
The crew gets to work pumping out the fuel.
You try unloading both at the same time, or are you just going to do one at a time?
Just do this one first.
Okay.
The pilots have other concerns. Brian was just here, but ice strip conditions can change overnight. He and AJ want a closer look to see exactly how the strip is holding up.
Over there, because it used to be over this like this. Eh?
Yes.
Basically, we were looking at the width of it, the length of it, and how many surface cracks there were on the ice. Well, it's much wider than last year's strip. I think it's 30 meters wider. And three big airplanes coming in here on a really regular basis is going to be hard on this ice. So we'll have to see how long it lasts.
We'll probably get at least another 30 trips or 35 trips before the ice goes out.
Okay. Perfect. Can I shut this back door?
But there's no time to sit around and celebrate. The weather is getting worse.
It's all white. You don't see anything, and you can get yourself into trouble.
Looks like it's Buffalo 1122. Looks like the viz has come down here on the surface. So.
And since Buffalo needs new crew, David is about to get some intense training.
Okay, David, it's your takeoff.
Okay.
I didn't expect to go in the right seat for the Vector for a couple of years because Scott didn't want it. You know, again, who's next kind of thing, and this kid's still here, so let's put him on it.
Hey, David, you have control.
I have control.
Okay.
The Electra is a lot bigger, a lot faster, and flies a lot higher than any plane David's ever flown.
Hey, set the power, Scott. Getting power. Hey, keep your hand on the throttles until you're at the V1.
Okay.
60 knots.
All right,
V1. Rotate. V2, positive right here. The gear is up. We're airborne at 15 minutes after the hour. Trim tabs are there, and there. Don't be scared to use them.
It's a huge challenge. And the last time the Electra left this lake, the flight ended in disaster.
Don't go by 190 knots until your flaps are up, okay?
In the air north of Yellowknife, Buffalo's Electra crew returns from its maiden flight to the Goose Lake ice strip.
Tower clear land, runway 10.
11216, thanks.
With David, Buffalo's newest Electra trainee, in the right seat.
I'll start slowing down.
It's a big learning curve for sure, it's a steep learning curve, so the best thing you can do is ask questions, right?
The last time the Electra returned from the ice strip, the landing was a gear-up emergency. The last thing Captain Brian Harrison wants is a repeat.
Operate your own power levers. Fly it like you're in command of the airplane.
And he's handing control over to David.
To be on the right seat of the Electra is pretty crazy.
Hey, landing gear.
Down three green.
Down three green.
This time, the gear locks down.
Oh, a little bit of power off.
But David's challenge is just beginning. The Electra's wings are stubbier and proportionally much smaller than the wings of a piston engine airplane like the DC-4. The Electra relies much more on its turbine-driven propellers to generate lift. So a pilot landing the Electra can't depend on its wings to help him glide to the ground. He needs to keep up more power to the engines or risk dropping hard out of the air. For David, it's a huge adjustment and a huge test.
Just a little bit of power. Your threshold minus 5.
50.
50 feet from the ground, David's pulled way back on his throttle.
Give it some power. Keep her going down. Keep her going down. Keep her going down.
He's crossing the threshold too low and dropping fast.
20.
Keep your speed up. 10.
It's the classic Electra rookie mistake.
Well, you got too slow. When you get below threshold speed, you got nothing left. Right. You find yourself slow, give it a little bit of power.
Okay.
You gave up at 50 feet.
I have to keep flying it down, eh?
Well, you got to keep flying it. It's no different than flying any other airplane.
For David, it's a hard introduction to a plane that's incredibly hard to fly.
Then the landing is just, it got ahead of me, and you know when that happens, what can happen, right? So, did a little bounce there at the end. Hopefully not a big deal.
The plane has proven it's ready to do the massive job ahead, but Buffalo needs a new crew that can be just as ready.
Escape.
Tyler Sipos is on his way out of town, but before he leaves Yellowknife for good, he's got one nagging and very intimidating task left.
Definitely want to talk to Joe and thank him, you know, shake his hand for almost 3 years of being here.
Is he running away on me?
Today is Tyler's last chance.
I don't want to bug him because he's busy right now. Last thing you want to do, too, is interrupt him while he's conducting business, something important. So. Come on, scared? I ain't never scared, dude. Yeah, exactly.
It's finally time to face the music.
Can I steal you for 2 seconds, Joe? Who am I? Can I steal you for 2 seconds?
And,
yeah. I just wanted to thank you for the 3 years. I've learned a lot, especially sitting beside you. It's been an absolute pleasure. And
3 years? Oh, hell, did I put up with that?
I don't know, Joe. That's a question.
He stayed quite a while. He did a good job. Got along well with the people, but he was destined to leave as soon as he got here because he just didn't settle down.
Okay, well, thank you for your work.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, all I can do is wish you the best. I hope you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, appreciate it, Joe. Thank you very much.
It's like you can choose your friends, you can choose your business associates, but you don't get to choose the one you fall in love with. That's not a choice, that just happens. So when they come here, it either happens or it doesn't happen. And then they're on their way.
But for Tyler, there's some real pain in this breakup.
I'll miss the planes, for sure, flying these things.
Yeah, she's treating me well, DC-4. Learned a lot on it.
I'll miss these things, that's for sure.
It was a hard decision, but ultimately, the company I'm going to is the type of flying I'm going to want to do.
Buffalo's lost an experienced pilot right when they're gearing up for major work. But there's a very unlikely answer to the problem, heading straight for the hangar. It's 8 a.m. and minus 30 on the ramp. As a DC-3 freighter rolls in from Hay River. And this morning, DC-3 co-pilot Graham Ferguson will have some new help putting his plane to bed.
Whew.
Will Dyer is a pilot who showed up yesterday looking for work and volunteering to lend a hand. But this job is all new to him.
This guy on first, right?
Yeah, that one first, then the donut, then the other 10.
It's different. Never tainted an engine before.
So. They roll them up so you can start at the front of the engine and rake them down from side to side.
There's a reason Will needs so much guidance about cold weather operations.
So you quit your job in warm Australia, plus 30, to come here to Yellowknife in the middle of winter. You hit your head or something?
You got to admit, he's a pretty dedicated young fellow. He's come all the way from Australia to try and get a job. It's plus 40 in Oz and it's minus 40 outside the door, so there's an 80-degree temperature spread from where he left. So it's pretty incredible.
Coat, eh? If you got your coat open at the top, it's going to be cold, eh?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many layers you wear, so you do them all up right to the top.
Will's not a typical rookie. He's actually logged more time in a cockpit than Graham.
I got my first license when I was 15. I'm 24 years old, and I have 2,700 hours in the logbook.
2,700 is over 10 times the hours of a normal new hire, and it puts Will in the league of some of Buffalo's most experienced co-pilots. He even turned down a captain's job in the South Pacific island of Vanuatu to try his luck here in northern Canada. And nothing he flies back home like the Rockwell Air Commander can compare to what Buffalo has to offer.
How big is the commander?
Not big, man. About 6,000.
This guy's a little bigger. 26,900 in freighter configuration.
It's World War II vintages. It's the passion. The smell, the sound. I'm into it. I just love it.
So Will followed the call of Buffalo's radial engines all the way here, hoping for a chance to fly.
This is the dream machine, this one. Hopefully I can get on the ramp there and do my time and get on top of this airplane. I think it's going to take a bit of work.
But after losing Tyler, Buffalo can't pass up this pilot, who's fallen right into their lap.
Last time I checked, it was like minus 38 or so. Cold and crisp.
200 kilometers southwest, there's another newcomer to the north. One who's had hardly any time in a cockpit.
A small pack of buffalo. Gotta keep your eyes on the road. You can see the tracks on the road here.
This 19-year-old Newfoundlander is the new junior rampy in Buffalo's Hay River operation. He's here to pay his dues and have a little adventure.
They look like pretty stubborn animals. A couple of them are just taking dumps. How do you do, too? Some free meat right there.
It's just a different way to see Canada. Like, I'm used to the East Coast and coming up to the North. It's just a big change for me.
This is going to be a fun adventure.
But back at the airport, work is always waiting.
We just got the last piece of freight for Greyhound, so we're going over there to drop it off and then pick up two skids that he has.
Typical days up at 5:30 in the morning, and you're at the airport for 5:45. You're getting the skid plane ready to go, 14 hours straight, no breaks.
A necessary step on Ben's path.
When I finished school, not many people were hiring. They were mostly doing layoffs and stuff. Once I got an opportunity to actually get a job, I took it right then and there.
How much more? Mush!
You're the muscle here.
Ben only has the bare minimum 200 flying hours. He's facing months or even years toughing it out on the ramp before he'll fly for Buffalo.
Pretty frustrating with Christmas flying around. Now everything's really busy.
But there's an even bigger hurdle than the workload.
The weather was definitely the big adjustment. Going from
minus 5 or minus 10 in Newfoundland, and you're going all the way up here, and it's minus 45 with the wind chill. That's definitely the biggest difference.
And tonight, the weather is smacking him right in the face.
That's right there.
The blasting cold, dry air is making his nose bleed.
Stop humming if you fall.
And Sleepy Hay River is far from the Yellowknife Nerve Center, so it can be hard for Ben to remember why he's even here.
You want to be around the different airplanes and to see everything going and starting up. It's disappointing to come down here and not being able to be around all the aircraft.
My gloves are full of blood, my ballot tab is full of blood.
Ben's feeling the pressure of the ramp already.
I thought hell was supposed to be warm. But it's actually freezing cold.
And he's barely even begun. Back up in Yellowknife.
I just came off flying fighters, like air commander fighters, but they were the piston ones, so.
Mikey's shocked. A pilot with Will's hours has walked through his door.
Mr. Justin Similio. You met our friend from Australia.
Hey, hey man, Justin.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
Yeah, good.
I think I saw your resume.
Did you?
Yeah. So you're serious.
Yep, I can be serious, so.
You want to fly this kind of stuff? You sure? Well, I guess you came all this way if you're on the way. You know what? Will is very unique because actually he has more time than most of Buffalo employees right now. He's could go anywhere else in the world, but he's chosen us. You know, just because a piece of paper says he's good, we still got to put him through the test.
They want to pounce on this opportunity, so right away, they're going to gauge how Will handles a Buffalo-sized plane.
Willie, hurry up, get in here.
Hey, buddy,
what's shaking?
Man, I can't believe where I'm sitting right now.
I was pretty nervous about it. I've come out of a 6,000-pound air commander into a 73,000-pound DC-4. And the captain says it's your takeoff.
Okay, buddy. We'll just head out here. Once you get airborne, hold 270 and then through 4 or 5 feet. We'll hang a left to 090. You ready for this?
Yep, I'm just quickly looking at that departure again. So right-hand turn to 087.
We'll turn left, buddy.
Left-hand turn. But Justin, he's really switched on, and he looked across, and he could tell I was a bit daunted by this aircraft.
No question. Don't be worried. This is just a big Super Cub, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
5717 is over runway 27.
Buffalo 5717, roger.
Okay, so you're dug in the right-hand seat. I'm steering, so you got to look at those gauges. We're going to go to 44 inches. You got it, buddy. Hold the hand on the throttle, please. Okay, friction set, power block.
Just as they hit the moment of takeoff, Will's seat slides back, out of reach from the rudder pedals.
This is V1.
From what I remember, it was right at rotate, which is pretty critical phase of flight.
Flight control.
Yeah, go. Justin, just cool as a cucumber, said, I have control.
Try the seat ahead.
It was a huge gong show.
Yeah, pull the gear up for me, please.
Pretty shitty first takeoff in the fall, but...
Oh, that was a f***-up. Darn cheating.
It's a shaky start. Now, Will has to shake it off and show what he can do to earn his seat at Buffalo.
Take a right about 10 degrees and kind of start heading towards the beacon there. I have got a letter.
In the air over Yellowknife, Will Dyer's making his final approach on his Buffalo audition flight.
You're number one for runway 34, get you to keep the speed up.
Okay, we'll do so for 5717.
After a nervous start, Will settled in and started to impress the chief pilot.
Okay, buddy, you got it okay?
Yeah, I got it.
But the hardest part comes now, the landing.
Gears down and locked. Put your butt on the center line.
Yeah, I was pretty nervous about it.
Now, those wheels are a ways behind you here, so don't get too close to the ground.
And I was sitting there thinking, all right, anything I should know?
His challenge? Holding the right attitude, keeping the plane's nose high enough so the rear wheels don't slam down.
Okay, power's coming off your rep, plus 50. Ready? Power's off. Hold that attitude. Pull back?
Not yet.
Left, partner. Well done, buddy. Thanks, man.
Today, Will impressed his captain.
Yeah, you pushed the wrong rudder there at the end to get straight, but that just takes a little while to get, so.
How was that?
That was phenomenal.
That was awesome.
Buffalo can't let a pilot this good slip away.
Hey, Dustin.
Hello. Had a good morning?
Yeah.
Yeah? Things worked out good?
Yeah.
So are you hired on now, or what's the plan?
Well, I guess I just shook your hand, so does that count?
I guess you're hired on.
It looks like Will has been hired by Buffalo, and the company can definitely use him.
He's got the time, he's got the skill, he's got the smile, he's got the giver. And I feel very naive for saying that because he's only been here for 24 hours.
I took the gamble, I'd buy a one-way ticket, and I'll really try hard to get the job. I think it's going to pay off.
But tomorrow, he'll find out that the payoff won't be the jackpot he was looking for.
Want to go reverse or?
That way, straight ahead.
Good.
Early the next morning, down on Hay River, Ben's already been on the move for hours.
Hey, it was a little bitch.
Mission accomplished.
Dream team.
And his day won't be slowing down anytime soon. Halfway into his courier deliveries, Ben's exhaustion starts catching up with him.
Oh, for f***ing sakes. Goddamn f***.
And at Buffalo's Hay River office, the work keeps on coming.
Is this note for the body from today?
No, we have bodies all over the place right now.
And it's getting stranger.
That one is coming in from Westley. You can get dropped off the morgue, we'll pick it up at 5, and it's for the coroner.
So how are we going to know that it's at the morgue?
I'm going to call that guy.
Ben's about to pick up some cargo unlike any he's picked up before.
We picked up the body that's going down south.
Have you ever had to put the body in the back of this one?
Yeah, I've had, they don't smell, so you don't have to worry about that. Yeah, make sure you're ready.
Oh.
Definitely something different. But if you're gonna start at a company and you're at the very bottom, you gotta do whatever you can.
Here we go. Perfect.
Okay, next.
All right, I'll have yourself a good night.
Have fun.
Probably will.
It's kind of creepy. I'm sure there's not too many people that would like to have a dead body in their back of the vehicle.
At the airport, the body will go into a truck. Transport down to Buffalo's Edmonton hub.
Do you want me to get on the other side?
There's days where you just gotta buckle down and get the job done. And that's what I had to do that day.
Yeah, the body's ready to go, and I guess it's time to get ready for the scheduled plane. All in a day's work.
Work that never seems to stop. And there's a new Rampy heading to join him. One who never expected to start at the bottom.
She's all yours.
I'm
fucking job. There you go. Holy shit, man.
Just north of Yellowknife, Will Dyer is getting another shot at the controls of the DC-4. And he's still pinching himself.
I can't believe where I'm sitting. This doesn't get to happen.
Yeah, it was huge. They certainly hooked me with that. If they did that for every guy that started, no one would quit.
And Justin's already feeling confident with Will in the cockpit.
I'll tell you what, I'll teach you to firebomb, then we'll start a little business in Australia. We'll buy a couple of DC-4s and we'll go over there and start it up.
I'm down, man.
Even when Will has to make way for the official co-pilot.
Hey, we'll throw Graham back in the seat. You're welcome to stand up here and watch if you'd like to watch your approach.
Yeah, I would.
Will's looking forward to the day when he can take over that seat full time.
It used to be a pipe dream aircraft, and now it seems so close I can almost, you know, touch it.
And I just want to give you a heads up on that. There might be some delays. Can you give me a call and get this bike?
But down on the ground, there's some news that could pull this dream right out of Will's grasp.
I got a call from my sister saying that Dave, one of the two rampies in Hay River, has quit. Luckily, we had Will kind of on the back burner. But now he's got to go down to Hay River. Now he's got to have his own base to take care of. And it's not just flying around DC-4s, you know, pretending pilot. He's got to pretend to be, you know, in the real world and go to work. Pulling up right now to see if Will's got his bag. If Will's got his bag and is ready to go, he's off to Hay River.
Will's barely even started at Buffalo, and he's already being demoted from the right seat to joining Ben on the Hay River ramp.
Hey, Will.
Yeah?
You haven't had your bag here? Dave, our head guy down there, just put his two nose in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're the boss now, so good thing he showed up.
Usually when you have more than 1,000 hours, you don't normally have to work too much on the ramp.
That's going to suck. It's going to suck not having airplanes around. Not flying is going to be one thing, but not actually having airplanes around is going to be pretty tough. But it's got to be done, eh?
Sunday evening, the DC-3 sked taxis into the Hay River Airport, bringing Hay River's newest rampy to his new home.
Good stuff.
This is supposed to be just a temporary stopgap assignment for Will.
Hey, I'll
give you a boost.
Fail.
But with his experience, even that's hard to grasp.
I thought he was crazy. There's no way that you should be able to come up here with 3,000 hours, just start at the bottom and work your way up.
I can have a much easier time if I give up and go and fly something else, but just think that it'd be such a deep down internal failure.
This one was a quick one for some reason. Just to make it hard. I guess if he really loves the airplane, he'll stick around. But if I was in his position, I wouldn't do it.
A guy can only take so long without flying an airplane, right? You can only throw bags and watch other people have fun for so long.
Last time I see an airplane for a while.
And that while could be a lot longer than he'd ever imagined.